We've all seen the signs for Indian River citrus peppered up and down the Florida interstates. Well, we spoke with Executive Director of the Indian River Citrus League to get a status update on this year's Indian River citrus crop.
It looks so far, the big thing was the drop last season and wondering how this drop's going to affect this crop. That's the multi-million dollar question. And so far, so good. You know, you don't want to beat your chest and say we're not going to have a drop. It's still, it's still early yet in the season, and we're trying to figure out what these trees are going to do.
Bernique went on to talk about the advantages of the excessive rainfall we've had this year and how using the groundwater will have better effects on the HLB-infected trees.
Right now, we've had good rainfall. We have a lot of good soil moisture going into the dry season. The canals are full, which helps a lot because we can use then surface water rather than the Florida aquifer water, which has a high pH, and that impacts the trees more that have greening. So using surface water helps. It helps size up the crop and allows the trees to be as healthy as they can be. So going into this crop year, so far the trees look healthy, and the crop looks, quality-wise, it looks good. We have a lot of hopeful range of different sizes. Where, you know, some years you get all small sizes or all big sizes. We have a full range of sizes. The tree is loaded. So far the markets are looking like they're going to be good for grapefruit. The processed market is strong this year going into the season, and the fresh market looks like it's ready for our product. So we'll see. There's a lot of, there's a lot that can happen between now and the end of the year, but, we're set up to have a good season.
I'm Josh McGill for Southeast AgNet.